Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amabeis, the last five words. As we talk about different cases of what is called a Nesina, we know that a man has to give and have an Amira towards the woman, but sometimes you could have some type of substitute, like we spoke about Isha Chashuva, or an Adam Chashuv, and going in the opposite direction. There has to be some halacha giving, and what is called an acquiescence also. That was a question of put it on the rock, give it to my father, give it to your father, all the different types of permutation of cases as we had. Okay, so now we're on Ches Amabeis. Last line. Hu gavar davika mazvin chumrei psach yasa. There was a man who was selling little tchotchkes, little buttons, Rashi chomre, buttons, she'osin shel bedil, v'chorzin harbe mehen, it's like a beads, v'chut echad, v'osin kemin anak, make a necklace, v'nosin b'savareyam limkar, they're necklaces, psach yasa, right, all these other types of little items. And he's selling them, so asoy ha'yit, so a woman comes to him, amr lehav lichad shucha, could I have one? The woman says to him, Amar la, yavina lich miklishes li. If I give you one, will you be married to me? Right? Through this necklace. Amar la, she says, have a mimba, just give it to me. Have a mimba. So, what does that mean? Amar, and then he gives it to her. So, is that a marriage? Right? She wanted it, and then he says, only if you're married to me, and then she just takes it, she says a double lashon of, just give it to me. Have a mimba. Amar afchama, kol have a mimba, lav klumhu. Not married. Not married. She just wants the necklace. This double lashon of hava mi'ava is not a lashon of acquiescence to the kiddushin. She just wants the item, and therefore nothing to talk about. Tosis discusses on top of the imtomar umigara matan ma'os liploni de mekudeshes. Right? We said that if he says, "Will you be married to me?" and she says, "Give the money to so and so," that would work, as we had in the past couple of dafim. So why is this worse than that? So instead of saying, give it to so-and-so, she says, I'll keep it. What's the difference? If the giving it to so-and-so is b'kudeshes, because that's a nichusa in her das, so what's wrong with this? So kol shekein shomer tainli, why is this even worse? So v'yesh lomar says, Tosfos, d'shaini hacha, d'meikara haisa sho'eles shelo b'tares kiddushin. Here is different, because first, we know she wanted it, nothing to do with marriage. She comes and says, can I please have a necklace? And then he says, okay, only through marriage. But she didn't start this conversation. She wasn't interested. That is why when she says, just give it, right, she might not be thinking about marriage. Unlike the other cases where he starts the conversation. He says, you know, would you like this? And she says, give it to, right, she didn't argue with that. So therefore, Tosfos says this case is different. And the Rashba also expands on this and says, she has to, in order for this to work, she has to say yes. She has to say the word hein, and if not, then it's not going to be a marriage. Similar case we have, the Gemara now tells us, Hu gavra davika shasi chamra b'chanusa. There was a man that was drinking wine in his store. Asoy hahi itza amrale havli chad kasa. Can I please have a cup? Amar la yahivna lech mikdashes li. Right, if I give you one, will you be married to me? Amr le ashkuy ashkin, just give me. Again, the double lashon. Amr of Chama. Again, Rav Chama says, kol ashkuy ashkin, lav klumhu. Right, no, it's nothing. This is not considered a serious marriage. And finally, the third case, ahu gavra davika shadi timre midikla. There was someone who was throwing dates off of the palm tree. Asoya yitza, amr le shadi litarti. Keith, please throw me two of them. Maybe he's on top of the palm tree, he's throwing them down. And she says, could you please throw me some? Amar la, isha dina lech miglishesli. Amar la, shadi mishta. Just throw it. Double lashon. Amar zvid, kol shadi mishta, love, klumhu. So all these cases are not a marriage. And the Rambam summarizes this, that whenever there is some type of context where it is not sure whether it is a just taking or marriage, then we say it's just a taking. The Rambam says, "Hayimocher peros okelim v'chayotze bohen baz yisha va'amda va'amra lo tein li ma'at me'elu." Can I please have a few? Va'amra lo emetim lachtei mekudeshes li im amra hein v'nasam la harizu mekudeshes. If she says yes, she says yes. Okay, then you have to. She agrees. Avalam amra lo tein li mehen o hashleichli o dvarim she'inyanam. Lo tesachik imi bedvarim elu, elatein bilvad. Stop playing around, just give me some dates. right? That's how we can interpret her words. So then, Eina Mikudeshes. That does not work because we assume that she is just saying, stop playing around. I just want to drink. I just want to eat. I just want the necklace, right? This comes up. Other types of non-serious Darki Kiddushin, right? All the poskim discuss cases of where teenagers are joking around and get married in the pizza shop, right? So does that work? Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this in the second volume of the Minchas Asher, Simen Pei Aleph B'Devar, Masha Shala Daiti B'Mikra HaMitzaer, B'Madricha Bat Esrim, a 20-year-old girl, She'echad Mechanicheha, one of her Chanichim Na'ar Ben Shva Esrei Shana, Hilbishal Etzba'a Lalo Kol Dibur Mukdam Igul Bisli. Right, what'd he do? He gave her a bisli, a little ring of a candy, v'yamar la, or a snack, v'yamar la harim kudeshes li, l'kol tzachuka bal shel chaveira, but everybody's laughing and everybody's looking, ha'bachura l'dvarel, lo shama etevet v'ashama, she's like didn't really focus and know what was going on, u'berov mevochata, achla es ha'igo, l'lo kol tkuva. She takes it without saying a word, she just ate it. She's ate the snack. Kasher Nomarla, and then they told her, like, I don't know if you're married. I'm not sure if you're, this is a problem. All of a sudden she started crying hysterically. Parts of a Bechi. Ledivrei Shnehem Baruch Hashemesh Lohaisel Kol Kavanas Kiddushin. It was all a joke, and everybody there, both the Chassan and the Kala, in this case, agree that it was a joke. Hanarit Kavein Leleitzonis Ba'alma. Vekach Evinu Kol Chavir Vanochachim. Vanarais and Vokhala Chalutin. Me'amaisa Metupash. She didn't know what was going on. There was nothing. So is there any Shiloh here? Any Shiloh that she has to get a get l'chumra? She can't marry a Kohen? Right? Is there anything to talk about? So it says, Rav Asher Weiss, Hinei Barlani is daiti, she'ein kan beis mechush. For eight reasons that he quotes, right? There is no chshash at all of any type of kiddushin, v'yafil l'chumra. She does not need a get. Number one, as we spoke about earlier in this Masechta, he says that only with Iskei, if they were Medaberim, of Iskei B'Kiddushin beforehand. If they're involved, so then you could say something without an Amira and an acceptance is going to work. Avalam lo dibru klau binyan kiddusheha, einem kudeshes klau, v'nemenes lo mar shalo kivna el l'scho. She's believed to say that it was all a joke. And also, the Hagos Amanios that he quotes, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, De'ein o'isha ne'emenes lomar shlo kivna l'shem kiddushin. If there is a marriage going on, and that she says, well, I didn't really have marriage in mind, that she's not believed, if she went through with it. But that's only mashma if the husband had in mind kiddushin. Avalam hu omer shlo kivna l'shem kiddushin, shaper ne'emon. But if he also says, kiva derach l'gabi o'isha amru de'bekol dehu nichalei. But here, where they both say shlo kivna l'shem kiddushin, they are believed. Va'od da'al kar alkin lo amru de lo azlina basar umdina elak she'edim lo yadu be'berur im kavanasal shem kiddushin olo. If it looks like a ma'isa kiddushin and the edim aren't sure, so then we'll say, well, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and they're married unless known otherwise. V'ech sad shekivnu lo shem kiddushin. But here, everybody in the store knew that it was a joke. Nobody took this seriously. Aber kasher lefidas ha'edim barur ha'yelohem shalischok niskavnu v'lo ha'yeklal tzad safik bedavar ein kan chshash klal. There is no chshash. V'od! And he's emphasizing this because he wants to make sure there's no chumris going on here. He says, im ha'kiddushin nasu ba'ofan she'eno ra'uy kigon, if it's done in a joke way, kigon lelo chupa bir chaserisin v'nisuin. There's nothing related to the marriage here. No brachos, no invitations. So then it's not a problem. V'nira onan, he says, d'medubar b'bnei noar shem burim gemurim b'halacha. Right, he says, okay, maybe this boy learned Maseches Kiddushin in high school. Right, he learned a couple of dafim. Did he ever go through Eben Ezer, the halachas? Was he ever taught it by a rav about the halachas of marriage? No. Barur shalavana sabamutet, according to their havana, they thought that you can't get married without a rabbi, you can't get married without a this, without a that, so they didn't think this was real. Bashkafa mutei shel rabbi me'achilonim, shaharav hu zeh she'oseh hakiddushin. Baskava sabav o'isha. Right, as other religions say, by the power vested in me, and I pronounce you. We don't believe in that. The rabbi does nothing. I mean, he does something, but he's misader, but he's not miyatzer, and he's not mechel. He doesn't create the chalos, it's the chasen that creates the chalos. right? The Masader, maybe it's his shliach and helps him and directs him. But he says that many people think that, you know, without the rabbi, nothing happens, right? Which is not true. So he says all of this is not an issue. V'yod, then he says, anyway, was that little bisli worth a shava pruta? He says, find the bag. The whole bag is worth altogether. But one separate one? He says, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure if you just divide the amount that you paid for the whole item, you know, into that amount of time. So he says at the end, there is no chash to. So he says, for sure, no issue. And then the last paragraph, he just bemoans the fact that this is what we have in our generation. We have, so, I wish I didn't have to write this tshuva. Amnam loach achay de'aylanu, shekach also b'yameinu b'chinuch al klokal, shebo banim ubanos misroim b'moshav leitzim ke'ish b'na'ores. Boys and girls are hanging out together, and this is what comes up. U'mayaseh ben v'lo yechta, v'yesh lochicham b'tochacha megula l'srachek, midarkam anilotze shesofa miyisharenus. He talks about how it's, then he has another tshuva, a follow-up. Somebody asks him, but l'maisa, he stands by what he... by what he said. But either way, this is related to our stories here on Daf Tes, where we're not sure what the woman meant, but the Gemara says we could be pretty sure that it was not a Kiddushin, she just says, just give it to me. That's if she uses the double Lashon. So now, says the Gemara Yibayluhu, right in the middle, Hav Ashki Vishadi Mahu. What if she doesn't say a double Lashon? She just says one. Throw it to, give. Right, the earlier Lashon we said, oh, that was for sure, just give it to me. What if she says give, just one word? Mahu amar avina mikudeshes. So then it would work according to Ravina, because that's not a total, oh, it's a joke. No, maybe that means she's agreeing. Rav Sama baraksa amar taga demalka, by the crown of the king. That's a lashon of shvua. Taga demalka, eina mikudeshes. Right, it does not work. Eina mikudeshes, she is not mikudeshes here, even with one word. Again, a lashon of not wanting to swear Shem Hashem, so you use a different lashon. Right, what did it say the first daf in Ksubis? Mari Davram. Right, this is all of Taga Demalka. It's kind of like the Talmudic OMG. Right, Taga Demalka, that's Mari Davram. Mikudashes. So, I'm sorry, Enim Kudashes. V'hilchasa Enim Kudashes. And we paskin that it does not work, in this case, even if she only uses one word. V'hilchasa. And just relating back to what we discussed for the past couple of dafim, Shirai Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Shirai, different types of materials that he gives her. Though we had that back on Dav Zayin Mabez. What needs Shuma? What needs an estimation? So Shirai does not need Shuma. Explains the Gemara. That is what we paskin, as we had the discussion earlier. Ve'elchasa Kareb Elazar. And the halacha is like Kareb Elazar, who we had on yesterday's daf, where he says, I'll be married to you with a mana, and he gives her a dinar, which is the first amount. Harizim Kudashas V'yashlim. So that's the marriage works, and the rest is just owed to the woman. That's Rabbi Elazar. Ve'elchaz Karava Amar Rav Nachman. And the halacha is also like Rabbi Amar Rav Nachman. That was yesterday's daf. Mana Ein Kan, Mashkon Ein Kan. Right, if he gives her a collateral, so that is not considered the payment. Maybe if it's mashkon to acherim, maybe that could work because that's an asset of mine. As the Gemara spoke about yesterday, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak of Balchov Kone Mashkon, but straight mashkon that I create now is not going to work. Again, all of these are the major sugyas. Tosfos here points out important Tosfos right in the middle. Tosfos says we 800 years ago says about Rabbi Natan, we use rings to get married. Right, we're talking about Shirai, whether it's Tzrichi Shuma or not. Why does Shirai not need Shuma? The Gemara says, because we can assume that everybody knows about how much that's worth. But look right in the 15th line of Tosfos, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Asa La'ashmi'inan, the Dafka Shirai Hu, the Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Dafka Shirai does not need Shuma. Lefisha Shumasan Yaduaksas. Because people know how much is a garment worth. The Ein Regilin L'Taos Bo Kol Kach. People don't make such major mistakes in terms of how much they think it's worth. Aval Shar Dvarim Kegon Avanim Tovos U'Margalios. But what about special types of stones and pearls where we could have no idea? I might think it's real and it's totally not real, or vice versa. So I might be very off in my estimation. Sheyesh She'enam Tovos Ela Ma'at. V'regilim L'Taos Bahar Be'yoser Mishavyam. So there, Tzrichi Shuma. Says Bali Tosva, says Rabbeinu Tam, stones and pearls and diamonds, that would need estimation. Mishum de losam chadaita. She doesn't have smichas das exactly how much they're worth. Ulefichach, and therefore, Nagu ha'olam the Kadesh betabas, she'ein ba even. Says Tosfos, this is the makar for our wedding rings not having any stones in them. The engagement ring, you can have whatever you want, because that's not halachic. That's just engagement. There's no marriage there. There's no such thing as halachic engagement. Erusin, as we have mentioned, is the first stage of marriage. Nisuin is the second stage of marriage. Getting engaged, after somebody gets engaged, Rachman al-Aslan, if it's broken, that's it. So there's nothing halachic. Shiduchin, the tznaim, okay, that's a financial agreement. If one does that, in some circles they do that before the wedding. But Tosa says, at the wedding ring that we use is simple, is much cheaper than the engagement ring. Why? Because of this Tosfos. Because we don't want any issues with the Shuma and the woman not having an idea of how much it's worth. That's why when we show the Edim, Shavapruta, so they're not going to be hundreds of dollars or shkalim off of how much it's worth, because it's simple, it doesn't have any stones in it. That's exactly why we use that, tabash in ba'evan. So if he says b'kol dehu, but again, we say pruta, we use the pruta, he doesn't say b'kol dehu. Right, if he says b'kol dehu, so the question is, if she thinks it's worth a lot more or a lot less, we'd like her to have a ballpark figure, says Tosfos. And therefore, even if she knows it's worth more than a pruta, if she can be totally off, she doesn't know if it's real or not. So, but you're right. In Echinam, the Gemara I said earlier, spoke about, according to those some opinions, what about call to who? Another reason we use a ring, that's why we use a ring, Shane Ba'evan. Why would you use a ring? So the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this, why the ring is used. He quotes in the mitzvah of marriage in Tav, in the Kisei Tzei, in Tav Kuf Nun Beis, we use a ring because, two reasons. Number one, the ring is a constant reminder, a mazkeres, constant reminder for the woman that she's married. And the reminder, she'll always remember that she's married, and Kadesha titin isha aliba la'olam she kinuya la'bal of titin la'hod v'hadar v'az yeshivtam v'kimasam v'shalom la'olam. Right, it's a way that the husband and the wife can always think of each other, specifically the woman. That's what we use a ring. That's where the minna comes from, of the wife buying the chas and the talis. Again, it's not an obligation, but it's just a minna that some have. Because again, she creates his environment, and whenever he puts on the talis, he can think of her. Think of her, and just like she has the ring, he doesn't have the talis all day, but that is for a mascaris. If you look at the Yagel Torah, on the Kisei Tzi, he quotes another reason of the beautiful idea, where he says, Mishum de Bisharsheres, a ring symbolizes a link in the chain. A link in the chain of Binos Yisrael, getting married, Kedas Moshe, Yisrael, going all the way back to Rivka. Shebisharsheres, Yisharbe, Tabos, Mishulavo, Zubazu. Viyadua, Ki Koladoros, Hanim Shachin, Zacharze, Him Kamo Tabos, Betocha Shesheres. Now the link of the chain, Zenolan Mizeh Bechulu, Velechein Nikra Shal Sheles Ayuchsin, Vekolechen Ukmo Tabas Kavua Bishal Sheles. That's the also another idea given for this. Okay, and we also reminds us of our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Veirastichli La'olam, many different connections and ideas that we have. But it's this Tosfos right here, Kedushin Daf Yud, Akad Daf Tes, that we have the stone, a ring that doesn't have a stone in it. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now two dots. Tana Rabbanon, Bishtar Ketzad. So we've just spoken about Kiddushei Kesef the past couple of days. And we got off a little bit in terms of other permutations of what's considered Kesef. What is some substitutions? So now Bishtar Ketzad. What about Shtar? What do you do? Kasav lo al haniyor o al hacheres. Man writes on paper or on earthenware. Af al pi she'ed bo shav apruta. Even though it's not worth a shavapruta, bitcha mikudeshesli, bitcha mu'uresesli, bitcha lila into. The Gemara gives the example of kiddushei aviha, not kiddushei atzma. Interesting. Hareza mukudeshes. So that's the way it works. A man gives a woman, or a man gives the father of the kala, a shtar that says, you are married to me, and that works. Again, it is not a shavapruta. The Rashba, Machlokas Mishonimir, the Rashba here says the Gemara is not really saying exactly what has to be written there. You have to write the names of the Chasan and Kala in the Shtar. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. But the Rashba says that, second, the Rashba says right here, Lishna Kaita Nakatacha. It's like a shortened version. De Bitcha Plonis Mikudeshes li ani ploni kosev lo. Tahashta, why? Why should you have to write the names in there? Says the Rashba, Tahashtar kidushin, mishtar gerishin yalfinan. Because Shtar Kiddushin is learned out, is Keshavaya Liyatzia. Just like we had about the, we'll have a little more, Hashem, in a couple of moments about Lishma. And therefore, it says the Rashba, you have to have the names in there. Right? That's the Rashba Shita, and that is not Muskam Makol. That's not the Pashtus of the Gemara. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that it doesn't have to happen, and that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva here says, okay, you'll learn it out, but you don't have to learn every single detail. The Ritva says here that you do not need the names of the Chasin and the Kala, and that's the Pashtus of what the Gemara he's talking about, because doesn't sound the way Bitcha doesn't say a name. That's the Ritva. I won't read it right now, but the Ritva says that one does not need the names. I'll read it. Vafilo yeba get me daraisa hasam dechsev sefer krisus. You have to tell the story as we had earlier. Sfiras dvarim in Maseches Gittin. Ava b'shtar kiddushin kivet shemochiach lanu lemi mekadesh umihu hamekadesh behasagi v'lo boi mochiach mitocho. Against his Rebbe, the Rashba. A cloak as we've shown him, whether that is needed. Again, it goes on the list of how far do we compare, even if you compare Kiddushin, Shtar Kiddushin to get, how exact is that parallel? And also, if you remember, we discussed back on Dav Beis, the Machlokas Rishonim, the Ron mentioned. The Ron mentioned, should you, it says, it is not used, you don't use a Shava Pruta, but should you use a Shtar that's worth a Shava Pruta? As a automatic backup for the, let's say there's something wrong with the shtar, let's say there's something wrong with the lishma. That's what the Rishonim quoted, the Rif and the Ron quoted back on Dav Beis in the beginning of the Masechta, the Yerushalmi. Hadad de tema b'shtar shein b'shava pruta, v'lemiesh b'shava pruta kesefu. So what does that mean? The Ron says it means that it's an automatic backup. You're right, you don't need to have it written on a shava pruta, but if it is, it can function, can be kesef as a backup. That's what we mentioned. And we also mentioned there, how tight is this connection between the Shtar Kiddushin and Get, the Machlokes between the Itur and the Rashba about Mechubar. Right? What if you write a Shtar on Mechubar? Could you give that? Right, though, by Get, it's no good. What about by Kiddushin? That was the Machlokes. The Itur said no, and the Rashba said, which way did it go? Does it work out according to the Shitas here? The Rashba there says, on Dav Beis, Inami nirali denasan la karka bekidushah bataras kesem mikudashas. Veidibar kama de gittin bishtar erison ka'amar. Dumi deged. The Rashba says you can write it on mechubar. No, it's still okay because the Rashba says because you only compare shtar kiddushin to shtar to get. But kiddushe kesef is not compared. But the Rashba now, put the Rashba now with the Rashba then, but shtar kiddushin, that's got to be a tight connection. You're right, I'll agree that only Shtar Kiddushin, and not the other Darki Kiddushin, are compared to Get, V'yatsa V'haisa, but once the Shtar Kiddushin is compared, it's got to be tight connection, and that's why our Rashba says you have to have the names of the Chasin and Kala in the Shtar Kiddushin, even though the other Rishonim do not agree to that. Okay, so the Gemara says this case where he gives it and he says, your daughter is married, it works. Maskev l'Rav Zeir bar Mamal. Rav Zeir bar Mamal asks a fundamental question. Halo dami ashtar el ashtar zvini. This is very different than a shtar of a transaction, of a kinyan. Why? Hasam mocher kosev lo. Over there, by shtar mechira, who writes the shtar? The seller writes the shtar. The makner writes the shtar. He gives over the deed. Sadai mechura lacha. And that's the direction it goes in. Hacha, but over here, Baal Kosei Bitcha Mukudeshesli. Here it's the Kone that's writing. Is that appropriate? Asks the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina is trying to link. Isn't this star similar to other staros? Other star Mechira? It's also Aisha Niknes. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rava Hasem Inyana Dekra Vachem Inyana Dekra. Which might not just be a linguistic issue. You go by the context of what the pasuk emphasizes, but there's a different type of focus by these kinyanim. Hasam ksiv, when it comes to a sale, umachar me achuza so. He sells from his achuza, bimocher tala rachmana. The ikar is the mocher, the seller is the focus. Hacha ksiv, but by marriage, ki yikach. The focus in the Torah is the baal, bimbaal tala rachmana. By the man, Hasanami, so therefore the focus is on the kone and not on the makne. Hosam nami ksiv sadas makasev yiknu. What do you mean? Also by shtare mechira. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says focuses on the buyer, on the kone. No, kari bay, you could switch around the nekudos there and read it as yaknu. Read it as yaknu, which is the seller. So my time occurs by yaknu. Mishim dechsiv. Omachar, why do you switch the nekudas to yaknu? Because you have another pasuk, the previous pasuk that focuses on the seller. So hachanami kari bei ki yakach. So why don't you read this also as yakach, which would focus on the woman dichsiv as biti nasati lishazem, like it says in the context of Mosi Shemra, where the father is talking. I gave my daughter over, which is the makne, right? The woman or the father. So again, we're still stuck. The psukim don't prove anything. Selam Arava Hilchasaninhu Vyasbachina Rabbanan Akroi. First answer, really you're right. Why is there a difference in how we write the different shtaros in Halacha? Halacha Lamosha Misinai. Hilchasaninhu, Halacha Moshe Misinai, to tell me that by Shtar Mechira, you're right, both of them. Right? Both of them are involved, one might say. But the mocher writes the star, and the husband writes the star, the mekadesh. So now one could ask, once the Torah, once the Halacha Moshe Misinai tells me that these are the people that write the star, does that tell me conceptually what is the focus of the process, and who is the focus of the process? By a sale. If we would just say, think logically, is there one that's more focused than the other? If I'm buying something, who is the real active party in this transaction? Is it me because I'm buying it, or is it you because you are pushing it out of your resources and you're selling it to me? Maybe you're taking the money. So, or by marriage, which is the active? By Gerushin, we spoke at length the past couple of months that the man is the active party by Gerushin. She has to have a Kabbalah, right? If she doesn't have a Kabbalah, it doesn't work. But she needs some type of Kabbalah. Kiddushin is trickier because by Kiddushin, it's not Bal Karcha. They both play a role. And therefore, you might have said, well, it's equal. But the Halakha Moshe Misinai is telling me that the husband that plays the role. And maybe that's the part of the basis for our Ran in Adaram Daf Lamed, where the man, even by marriage, is the active party. Once the woman acquiesces, she is Mavatelas Atzma, Mavkeres Atzma, Kitvar Hefker, and the man is, again, the active party, comparing it to Gerushin. But who knows, maybe the Ran got it. This is part one of the Gemaras that influenced the Ran to make such a formulation. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here, which of these are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Right, both of them. Tosfos says that it is specifically the Shtar Mecher that is learned out Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Tosfos says, if you look in this, in Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says, Tema! If it's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so what do you need a limud for? For Kiddushei Shtar. Right? If Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me who writes the Shtar, so obviously, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is telling me that there is Kiddushei Shtar. So you don't need a pasuk for that, Astosis. V'yesh lomar, the Shtar Mecher L'chura V'Hilchasa. No, Shtar Mecher, that's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Meaning, Shtar Kiddushin, that we would know. That we would know. V'shtar kiddushin nafki michi yikach to baal kosvo v'dami lemecher v'chul v'yavagav de'am kamer hilchasa ninhu lashon rabim, and even though ninhu means they, lav atravayu koi. And you find other examples of this in Shas's Tosfos. But so it's fascinating. Tosfos says, no, don't think it's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, only shtar mecher, meaning that's the one that we wouldn't have known, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell us. But when it comes to shtar kiddushin, that we know from the pasuk, meaning that's more... We would know that from the pasuk that the man is the active party. That's what Tosfos says. Not all Rishonim agree. The Ran here says, answers Tosfos' question differently. He said, no, they're both Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? But that might not just be a technical question. It's about what we would have thought. Would we have focused on the man in the process of Kiddushin, even without the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? And it definitely relates to what is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. As we have discussed often, the Rambam's definition is Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos, where he talks about the five parts of Torah Shebal Peh, the first two being very close to each other. The first is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, explanations that we have going back from Moshe Rabbeinu. For example, as the Rambam says, ayin tachas ayin, that you don't pay an actual eye. That's not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's a pirush that we know from Moshe Rabbeinu. Or, Priyei Tzadar, What's a Priyei Tzadar? Right, the Gemara even discusses it, but we know it's an Esrog. Right, many other examples of not to go out of your house on Shabbos. That doesn't mean that you have to sit in your house on Shabbos. It means that you can go out, but you can't carry without an Eruv. Okay, but that's all of these. These are not Halacha Moshe Misinai. These are Purushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you have Halacha Moshe Misinai. First two categories. What's the difference between the two? So the Rambam writes, well, Halacha Moshe Misinai, you would never ever have figured out without Moshe Rabbeinu giving it over to us. We would never have figured it out. The other ones, we maybe, Ayin Tachazayin, maybe we could have figured that out. We pay in lieu of an eye. After all, there are many cultures that don't believe in an eye for an eye, literally. So we could have figured that out too. Well, Priyei Tzadar, an Esrog is a beautiful fruit, you know that. But Chatzi Nezek Tzroros, or you know Kizayis, all the Shiurim, or to add on here, maybe if this is Halacha Moshe Misinai, by Shtar Mechira, we would never have known who should be the focus of the of that transaction without Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a machlokas rishonim here. Would we have had the same unanswerable question by Kiddushin? Again, might have to do with the process of Kiddushin. That's the Rambam in Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos. Never gone through it. That's where he says it. They both don't have a machlokas. But then he says the difference is whether you would have figured it out. Kol davar she'ein lo remez b'mikra ve'ino nikshar bo ve'i efshar lohotzio b'derach midarki asvara alav levado ne'amar halacha l'moshe misinai u'bishvil zek shamanu shi'urin halacha l'moshe misinai hikshu aleinu v'yamer b'nei ma'a omer shim halacha l'moshe misinai. It's nirmaz in the pasuk eretz chita sara gefetena. What do you mean? There's a hint there. What does that mean? Halacha l'moshe misinai by definition has to be no hint. Right, that's what it has to be. And therefore, even though here, asmachta means like, once we know it, then we'll stick it into a pasuk. But not that we have ever been able to get it beforehand. Okay, let's continue. V'ibayis ema, or maybe there's an extra pasuk there by Mechira. Hasanam iksibo yakacha sefer hamikne. Good. V'yama rav amar av nachmin, kasav lo al haniyar o al hacheres. Apo pishen bo shava pruta. The man writes to the father, Bitcha mukudeshesli, Bitcha muresesli, Bitcha lila intu, your daughter is married to me, v'chulu, so bein al yedei aviha, bein al yedei atzma, whether he gives it to the father, or even if he gives it to her, right, that she gets it, midas of the father, mukudeshes, it works, midaito, as long as the father knows about it, because it's written to in formulation to him, your daughter, Mukudeshes, v'hushalo bagra, as long as she's not a bogeres, because if she is a nara, right, 12 and a half or less, so then she's still in the power, in the rishus of the father, and therefore this type of marriage would work. But, kasav lo al hanayar o al hacheres, afal pi shein bo shavapruta, hare at mukudeshes li, hare at li li into, hare at mureses li, if he writes it in formulation talking to her, mukudeshes benai de avia benai de atzma, that could also work even if the father gets it. Her father is getting it even though it says hariyam mukudeshes li. Benai de avia benai de atzma, midaita vihu shabagra. And this is only if she's a bogeris already. Because if she is a nara, then it can't say hariyat. But if she's a bogeris, then she's able to make her father a shliach and there could be mi daita, right? Rashi says shehi amra lo lekabel, and she told him that accept the marriage for, accept it for me. If you look in the Chashukei Chemed, talking about these lashonos, harei mekudeshes li kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, he says what happens? This case sheila ma'isa b'chasan shekidesh kalav amar harei mekudeshes li b'tabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Instead of saying das, he said, da'as, and he made sure that we all heard the ayin, which is not the word that we say. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means like the religion of Moshe and Yisrael. And he said, kedas, with the knowledge of Moshe and Yisrael. Does that mess up the Kiddushin? Right, he thought you have to say the wrong word. So, l'chora, you would say, tzorach l'kasha shenis. He said the wrong thing. Ki amuvan da'as hudini ha-Torah. K'moshe kasuv b'targum ha-Megillas Esther. V'tateyem shonos mikal'am. V'gzeras oraisin shonin mikol ama. Right? The laws of the Jewish people are different. That's what we mean. But based on the laws of Moshe v'Yisrael. So, ask the Chashukei Chemed, is it the problem of Salachari? You would say no. But then he says, no, I think it's okay. Why? Because there is even a machlokas in the Rishonim. What does it mean, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael? One is, as we just said, some Rishonim say Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means like the laws. But others say, and this is what Tosva says in Ksubis and on Dav Gimel, what is Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael? It's alluding to, called the Makadesh, Adayat Rabbana Makadesh. We had it back in Gittin, Dav Lama Gimel, Dav Ayin Gimel, right? And we had it back in Ksubis, Dav Gimel, all the Gimels. So the Rashi, in one of the places he quotes, Rashi says Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means like the da'as, like the law of the da'as of the Rabbanon, that all marriage is based on them. Oh, he quotes from the Rashi in Subis Kufyud, the other place where it comes up. The Kol Mekadesh Tole Bida'as Chachamim, Deha Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael Kamrinan. So Rashi blurs the line between the two. And therefore, he says it's fine, and he says in any way, Amir is Nama'akev, if they were talking about, if they're Osek, but Bekidushin and Amir is Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael in Makaves. The Shulchan Aruch says Bekesef Ketzad Nasa Love of Nesh Nayim Pruto Shava Pruto VaOmer Lo Haria Mukudeshes Li Bazet. And the Rama adds on the Yesh Lomar Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So you need to see it's not Ma'akev the Iker part of the Amira the Imkain Mistaver Shemit Yevet Gam Nuslav Zu Kedas Also Lo V'Lo Tzorach Lekacha Shenish Shari Kol Amira Zu Hirak Lichat Chila. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara to Dads, Boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ba'aseh Reish Lakish. The Rishonim also have discussions to let you know whether if he says Harei At and gives it to the father, not to the Shtar, the Rishonim discuss whether that would work or not. Okay, but then the Ramban, the Ran here discusses it. But we'll continue. Boy, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Shtar Eris in Shakasu Shlo Lishma, Mahu. Another question about how connected do we say Shtar Erisin is to get? Because Shtar Erisin is really connected to, it's part of two families. Shtar Erisin is part of the Kiddushin family, Kesef Shtar and Bia, and is part of the Shtaros family compared to get. So which is its defining relative? That's the question. So Shtar Erisin Shekasa Shalol Lishma Mao. A get has to be written Lishma. What about a Shtar Erisin? What does Lishma mean? Rashi Shalol Lishma Shenechtav L'Shem Isha Acheres V'Nimlach. He wrote it because he was going to marry someone else. They changed his mind. Okay, you might have said, other Rishonim say that you could have just said he wrote it L'Shem Stam. You're related, right? Maybe this relates to whether the name is written in the Shtar, as we mentioned earlier. But either way, what's the Ibaya? Havayos liyitzios makshinan. We compare Darki Kedusha to get. Ma yitzia b'inan lishma af havaya b'inan lishma. You need lishma just like by get. O dilma no, havayos ladani makshinan. Or you compare Darki Kedusha within each other. Ma havaya dekesav lo b'inan lishma. You don't need the creation of the money lishma. So too, the Havaya of Shtar, you don't need Lishma, and therefore you should compare it more to its Darki Kiddushin than to get. Basa Debaya Hader Pashta, and after this question was asked, they answered it. Havaya Liyatsiya Makshinan Da Makra V'Yatsa V'Haisa. It needs to be Lishma because it's compared to get. What exactly is the question? The Rishonim all have different formulations exactly how to look at it. If you look in the Shita Lanod Lemi here, Lemi, he says maybe it's based on the principle of don mino mino, don mino voki ba'asra, which is the halachic tool of whenever you compare A to B. Does it have to be total, or you can compare it a little bit, but then have its own context that defines it as well? So the Shita Lanod Lemi says that's the havamina, that's the maskana here. If you look at some of the achronim, they explained it that it's on a more fundamental kiddushin level. It's quoted in the Chalisha Reb Shimon. He quotes Shahanidon Shel Hagamarahu Im Kiddushe Shtar Dome LeKinyan Ishus Shel Kiddushe Kesef. How similar is the process of Kiddushe Shtar to Kiddushe Kesef? The Yesh LeDamos LeKiddushe Kesef SheEin Srichim LaAsos LeShma. Are they similar processes? Oh, shekidushi shtar in yano hu achalas din iser ala isha ve'enu migeder kinyan. Or no, it's not functioning like a kinyan. It's more of a status and an oser ve'enu doma lekidushi kesef shemahu tohu kinyan aisha lefichach yesh ledamos shtar kedushin leger isha shemahu tohu matir v'tzarach lasos ulishma. So Reb Shimon said, like we started to explain how connected, which family is it more connected to in a fundamental way. Another question that one might ask in terms of comparing it, we know a get is allowed to be written on Isurei Hana. We had that back in Maseches Gittin. What about a Shtar Erisin? So we're saying, okay, Shtar Erisin has to be written Lishma, because you compare it to Get. So what about Isurei Hana? So we'll put what on the list today we're having. Could you write it B'Mechubar? Could you write it as we had earlier? Do you have to have the names of the Chassan and Kala written in the Shtar Kiddushin? So here's the next question. Ask the Avnei Miluim. Kuf Lamed Tes. Could you write a Shtar Kiddushin on Isurei Hana? And he says no, as you would have guessed that he would say. Why? Because we mentioned five times in Mitzchachas Gittin, the Avnei Miluim's Chiddush in the Ksos. Same person. Rabbi Yalei Bakohen Heller. The Ksos he wrote on Choshe Mishpat. The Avnei Miluim he wrote on Eben Ezer, and the Shev Shvaitza he wrote for his Sheva Brachas. Right, the separate sefer of the seven sugyas that he gave each one at his Sheva Brachas. So, if you look in the Ksos, he says, Get is unique, because Get is not a Kenyan at all. Get is an Asina, as we had, as he discussed. And therefore, that's why it can be made on Isurei Hana. And that's why, if you remember, he quoted the Gemara at the beginning of Azorik, that dafka by get and shtar shichur, you have the concept of ba'in ke'echad. Because it's an impossibility, really, for the isha to have her own rishus. So, it's cyclical, but that's the chiddush of the Torah. But that can only work, because you only need an asino, you don't need a kinyan. But that says the Avnei Miluim does not apply by shtar erisin. Shtar erisin is a real kinyan. It's a real kinyan, and therefore, it would not apply, and you cannot write it on Isurei Hana. Umishum degabe get dafka, de lo boyel and asina, velesme mishum zechia, kamosha kasafti, mishum achi kasal Isurei Hana, nami ispe nasina, avol shtare hakna, de boyi kinyan. Vizachia begofashtar, umishum dechseva ekach, zevra mikne, lo mahani Isurei Hana, de lo shayach vizachia, velo karina bevo ekach, zevra mikne. And then he says, even though the Rivash writes, you can have some type of zachia in Isurei Hana, that's only if you have a kavana to be mizoche in the iser mikol makom asur lezakos bo v'chulu, and he continues, and therefore he says shtar kiddushin umehai time in ira the shtar kiddushin pasul im kasvul Isurei Hana ava gav de begitin kasher afilu Isurei Hana mikol makom shiny get avi bal karcha lo bay zechia rak nesina lechuda ava kiddushin de lesa bal karcha ubinan midaita isa nami b'tare zechia kamo kol shtar yakna. So even though our Gemara's maskana here is that you compare shtar kiddushin to shtar get, it's not the whole way. Not the whole way, because you know, get is different in certain halachos, and therefore, says the Avnei Miluim, you have to be careful in what ways you compare. So that yesod of the ksos, that came up so often in Maseches Gittin comes up right here again in the Avnei Miluim, in Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, to explain, a limitation of this maskana of the Gemara. Okay. Itmar kasva lishma v'shalom idaita. What if he wrote it lishma of his future wife, but v'shalom idaita? Right? She didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. He wrote it lishma for her, but he didn't know about it. She didn't know about it. Rava Ravina Ami Mukudeshes, Rapapa Rav Shravya Amar, Eina Mukudeshes. Amar Rapapa, Eimatayme Ditub, Eimatayme Didi. Let me explain the different svaras. Eimatayme Ditub. Let me explain the reason that they say it works. Dechziv, V'yatzav Ha'isa, Makesh Havaya Liyasiya, Ma Yitzia, Lishma V'shalom Idaita. A get does not need her das, except when it's given, Ahavayanami Lishmavish Lomidaita, so to Shtar Kiddushin, compare to get, and therefore does not need her das. Vehimatami Didi, but I'll explain my svara. Fiatzavaisa, Makish Havaya Liatsiya. Ma Yitsiya Bina Das Makne. Just like by get, you need the Makne, who is the husband. Av Havaya Bina Das Makne. So to here, you need the Das Makne, who is the Isha. The woman here is the Das Makne, she's Makne herself, and therefore, that's why I say, It needs her das. Period. Meisvei. Again, there's a lot here by these comparisons of shtaros. If you look in the Rebbe Chanan here in Os Pei, just to mention one of them. Rebbe Chanan notes that we've discussed again often that there's one major ingredient for shtar, which makes it into a shtar, and that's called das hamischayev. That's a Tosas rising Subis Daf Chaf, and that is how we solve the problem of Mipi and below Mipi Ksavam. Because we know you cannot give your Edus, you can't give testimony written down, so how do you have a Shtar? So that's what Tosas and the Balamar say, Dasim Eschayev. If the one who is committing is the one who creates the Shtar, so then that's a Chiddush HaTorah. That's a Chiddush HaTorah. So asks the Rebbe Chanan right here in Os Pei, who's committing by marriage? It's the husband that's committing. He is committing to take care of her. She is nichnesas l'reshuso. But he's the one that's obligating himself and all the obligations of sherik susva'ona. So Why does the Gemara say that you need midaita? What do you mean midaita? She's not the Das HaMischayev. So explain to Bochanan, she is the Baal Hashtar. Even if you don't want to call her the Das HaMischayev, she's the one that's the Baal Hashtar. When she is holding the Shtar, so that's when the Shtar kicks in. Says Rabbi Chanan, V'yeh Shlomar, he says, Hiksha, he quotes the Adonai Lubim's Kasha, HaShlomi Das HaMischayev, possible, B'kol HaShtaris, V'yeh Shlomar, D'lo B'inan Das HaMischayev, Ela Das Baal Hashtar. V'hacha, Kivan Shahabal Kosev Hashtar, Lo B'inan Daita Mitzad Din Shtar, Ela Mehekesh Eliyetziya. So he discusses the... who is the real Baal Hashtar? When she is holding the Baal Hashtar, then that's when it would work. That's again an os pei right here. Maybe he asked it the opposite way than I formulated it. He says, "What's the Hava meaning to say Shlomi Daita? Because she is part of the Mischayev. She's Mischayev to be Nechnasat L'Rashuso." However you formulate it, you have to figure out how one of them could be left out of the das. Meisvei. So it's the opposite of what I originally said. Meisvei says the Gemara, is it really true that you need Das Makneh and that you compare the Shtar Erisin, Meisvei Enko, to Shtar Erisin and Nisu, and let me Das Shneem. Shtar Erisin and Nisu have to be Rin, Midas, both of them. Both of them, we assume right now, is the Chasan and the Kala. My life, Shtar Erisin and Nisu, and Mamish. Doesn't that mean Mamish, Shtar Erisin and Nisuin? What are Shtar Nisuin? Good question. But for Shtar Erisin right now, what is the, doesn't it mean both of them? Meaning it's a Raya that you have to write it, Midaita. So the Gemara says, lo, totally different context. Shtar Psikta. Here we're talking about documents between the Machatonim that are getting together, that are committing financially to this marriage. You could do Rav Gidla Marav, Dam Rav Gidla Marav, Kama Atanosi Labincha, Kach Vakach. Labitcha, Kach Vakach. They each make a financial agreement, how much they're each going to put into the marriage. Umdu, if they stood up right after this agreement, the Kitshu, and then the marriage took place, Kanu, then they are obligated to the original agreement. And these are items that are nikne with the Amira because of the following kinyan that took place. Tosis quotes the Rashbam here, Dafka, it's literally umdu. If they did this right after they discussed this, then they got married, so then that is what has occurred. And that is nothing to do with our case of Shtare Erisin. It has to do with what we might call the Tznan today, and therefore there is nothing to talk about. There is a drush, they quote from some of the Rebbes of from the Darki Tshuva, that's the Munkacher. The Shram Sinai Malachi here quotes it. Dim hamachtanim yodim ha'ischaivash aleihem. Vein hochem ba'kal kolos lahotzi mechaver ma'shalov litein. Va'kal holi petetiko b'mishpat. If everybody's honest and really wants the marriage to go properly, so, az mizdamin lahem azivuk shechrizu ba'shamayim ba'sponi leploni. And that's what the Gemara means. How much are you giving to your son? How much are you giving? Umdu. If they stood up in their words, the Kitshu, and they made it holy, then it's going to continue the Amira that was said 40 days before, of Asploni Laploni, so that's how it's going to work. So everybody has to have a good attitude, you know, in all of these sometimes pressurized situations. Okay. Vaidu. Uba Bia. So we spoke about Kesem and Shtar, now we get to Bia. Minala, Namar, Ebzera, Amar, Biokhan, Damakra, Beulas, Baal. Milamed, Shenas, Allah, Baal, Al Yadei, Beila. Amalei Reb Zeira, Reb Yevob, Amalei Reb Shlakas, Reb Yochanan, Ku'urazu, what is it ugly for you? Shoshana Rebbe, we already had a source earlier for Kiddushe Bia. Uba'ala, Melamei Sheniknes Bia, we already have a source, Uba'ala, that this Kiddushe Bia. There's a Tosas reading Kiddushin, I'm saying Ksubis in the first parak, that talks about the word Lechora. Lechora means at first light. But the Tosas Rid says, you could also spell it Lechora with an ayin, like Ku'ura here. Because sometimes if you don't study something in depth, at first light, becomes ugly. It's not what we think Lamaskana. So anyway, so what do you need two psukim for? So the Gemara says, Imei Hasam, if you only had Ubala Hava Mina Adamekadish Vahadr Ba'il. That pasuk talks about Ki'ikach Eish Isha Ubala. I would have thought maybe for marriage you need both Kesef and Bia for Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, that's why we have a Kamash Malan. The other pasuk which just talks about Bia. Maskavla Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. There's really a Havamina that you would have said you need Kesef and Bia? Im Kain, if that's true, Narahamo Rasa, Dalmar Achmana Biskila, Echem Ishkachasla. We know if a man is Mizana with a Narahamo Rasa who is a Besula, he's Chayim Misa. So what's the case? That she's a Nara, she's Mekudeshes? but she's still a psula. Ida akdish vader boil beulahi. If, like we said, he was makadisher, which requires kesef and bia, and then he was boiler, then she's a beulah already. Ida akdish velo boil. If he never did bia la flumush, then she's not mureses yet. So what would be the case? So there's no havamina to think that you need kesef and bia. The Gemara says, no, there is. If you had a Bia Shalom Kedarka, that's enough for Kiddushin, but it's just still a psula. Says the Gemara, Mle Abaya, wait a minute. We'll have a machlokes soon. There's a machlokes where the Bia Shalom Kedarka makes her a bisula, beula or not. That's only by someone else. But they both agree that if the husband himself had bia with her shalokadarka, she is halakhically considered a ba'ula. You don't look at it just in the physical terms. So here it's the husband. So she for sure she should be called a ba'ula. So then we're still stuck that we would never have that havamina, that you would need both. Mahi, the Gemara says parenthetically, where is this machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan? The following, the Tanya. Ba'ula yud nashim v'adayini b'sula. Rachman al-Islan, if 10 people live with a woman, all shalo kedarka, kulan beskila, they're all chayiv beskila, they're all chayiv misa, because she's called a besula. Rabbi Omer Ani, another time we have that, harishon beskila, v'kulan bechenek, says a machlokes, but it's only a machlokes about an acher. But everybody would agree about the husband. So either way, we're still stuck. Why would there be a havamina that you would need both? So Amar Rachman bar Yitzchak, simple. Mishkachas lakon shekitsha b'shtar. Star would make her meureses. Hova gomer umotzi gomer machnes. Star wouldn't need anything else, and because star would be allow us to understand the nara hamorasa discussion, so that's why there would be a havamina in the other psukim, and that's why you need the other pasuk to teach me just bia. Rabbi Yochanan hi baala my avid lay. Okay, so if you use that pasuk, what does Rabbi Yochanan use the other pasuk for? Ubaala helmi baile zu nikles bebia veina maha ivria nikles bebia. To teach me that you can't be Conan, I'm Avriya through Bia. Sakatayadachamina tesi bekavachomer mi Yavama. I might think you might have a havamina from Yavama. My Yavama shei nicknames bekesef nicknames bebia. Yavama is only nicknames bebia. Zusha nicknames bekesef. And I'm Avriya who is nicknames bekesef. Ain't addition nicknames bebia. Surely Bia. Answers the Gemara, no. Mali Yavama shkin skukov omedes. You can't compare it to a Yavama. Yavama already has a biblical connection. So Gemara says, okay, Saka da'i dechamina, this is the havamina. Ho of a kasav imacheres yikachlo, if he gives him or his son another wife, yikachlo, hikisha hakasav la'acheres. We compare the amivriya to his original wife. Ma'acheres mikne bebiya famivriya, mikne bebiya, kamash balan. That's why we have a chiddush, and amivriya is not nikneis bebiya. One more line. Verebi, hi svar minale. How does Rebbe know, that svar that she's not nicknames? Imkin lift the rachmana uba'al. My uba'ala, shvamina tarti. So he learns out both that also you can't be nicknames and I'm Evriya with Bia through there. Okay, we'll have to stop by Ula Rava. Reb Hashem, we, continue tomorrow with, other fundamentals in, Kiddushin. And again, we thank everyone who has participated in our building campaign. We're really moving with our building. Hashem, if anybody wants to participate on a smaller scale, on a larger scale, we could all we could really use the help. Feel free to go to nofeihashemesh.org.com and take part in our building campaign to find a home for the Dafyomi.